Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life on Vivid Life Radio. I'm Pam Butler. Our show today is about directing your own destiny, how to become the writer, producer, and director of your dreams. My guest is Jennifer Grace. Jennifer is an acclaimed author whose book, Directing Your Destiny, was published by Hay House in 2013. In the last few years, she has taken her business knowledge and her creative expertise and blended them into becoming an executive business and media coach. She helps her students discover their personal dreams and then launch them into reality. She is currently leading workshops and courses in South Florida, online, speaking globally, and leading retreats worldwide. Wow, she is one busy lady. Jennifer is my mentor and a friend of mine. She's been so instrumental in my own spiritual growth and has provided me with invaluable tools and training that have helped launch me to become a teacher as well. So thank you for joining me this morning, Jennifer. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Pam. What a beautiful introduction.
Oh, well, I'm happy that you were able to take some time out of your busy schedule to chat with me this morning and hopefully give our listeners some of all that good information and knowledge that you have.
Absolutely.
So, Jennifer, you know, we all know that life can get a little bit messy. It can get a little bit complicated at times. And I know you have your own term that you like to use for that period of time in your life. But can you share a little bit of that with us this morning on when life was maybe a little messy for you?
Oh, when I was starring in the movie titled One Hot Mess?
Yeah, that was it.
That's it. Yeah, it was about 8 years ago, and I was, you know, leaving my job as an actress and a filmmaker and also leaving my marriage of 12 years. And I went through a period of time really just trying to find myself, find my purpose. And in that duration, I started six companies, six websites, six logos, and eventually six failures. And I was very, very stuck. So it was personal development and then the course that I now teach that I stepped into as a student and took this eight-week class called The Creative Insight Journey, which started kind of turning me back around.
Right. So when I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to the, the starring role of One Hot Mess. Can you kind of do a little bit of detail of what that period was like for you, you know, mentally, spiritually, physically, what was going on with Jennifer at that time?
Yeah, I think what was going on was I was seeking all the answers outside of myself, and I was doing what, you know, somebody would come up to me and say, hey, let's start a business, and you should do this, and I would start, and then somebody, well, you should be doing this, or you would be really good at that, and I was just really listening to all of this exterior chatter and all the shoulds, and not for one second did I stop and tune in and listen to my own wisdom, my own intuition, because I didn't feel that I had a direct access to it. So I was scrambling around trying to please everybody, trying to do what everybody else thought that I should be doing, which just created this kind of messy, so many different scattered projects, you know, starting so many different things and finishing none and trying to please others and really just not knowing who I am and what I wanted. And it wasn't until I started doing very simple practical tools like meditation, mindfulness, and journaling that I finally got, you know, that direct, you know, telephone line to my yak, which is, of course, you always know. And the crazy thing was I didn't realize that I had all the answers inside of myself until I finally shut up and started to listen.
Right, right. And I think that's probably so familiar for so many people out there listening that, you know, we have all these balls that we're juggling in the air. You were a mom, you were a wife, you were trying to find your own footing, you know, professionally. And, you know, jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly.
So what was that kind of settling moment for you? You know, was it particular event or?
Yeah, I remember my mother saying to me, you know, choose your path and the way will open. And there were lots of things that I was doing that I enjoyed, but like I said, I was spread out way too thin and I was trying to do them all. And I think that's also an issue with highly creative people. You know, they could be good at lots of different things, but if you try to do too many things at once, you're not going to really reach that summit of success. And so she just said to me, you know, you're going to have to shelf some things right now, and you're going to have to do some inner work to really figure out what is the one thing that you can just give yourself to and bring that to fruition and success. And then those other things that interest you that you've got to put up on that shelf, eventually you'll get to take them down, but choose your path and the way will open. And that really resonated with me.
So that was kind of your aha moment.
Yeah, that was a huge aha moment for me. And she had introduced me to Julia Romaine, who was a woman that had gone out to Stanford University and found this master's degree course that was touted the most life-transforming course ever to be taught at Stanford. And she took it into the world and started, you know, utilizing it. She did it with, you know, 400 women who lost their husbands in 9/11. And a lot of these women, they were never in the workplace. They were homemakers. And they went through this 8-week course and they became artists and entrepreneurs and published authors, and they found their path and their purpose. And so my mom suggested I take this course, and it was about week 5 that I just popped. And I said, you know what? The coaching, that's going to be the path. And we got certified to teach it. And over the last 8 years, I've graduated over 1,500 people teaching it.
And I'm one of them, proudly.
And you're one of them.
So for our listeners that don't have a mother as a mentor that's on the spiritual path, you know, I think a question that comes up for me and my students a lot is just, how do I get started? I mean, how do you dip your toe in the water if this is completely new to you?
Yeah, well, I'm sure you always share your amazing tools of mindfulness, meditation, and journaling, and they sound so simple, but yet they are completely profound, because this yak, you know, we have this GPS in our soul that can direct us from Japan all the way back home without one wrong turn. But they say scientifically we're all born with intuition, but unless we cultivate it, we will not be able to access it. And so the three best ways to cultivate your intuition, to get the clarity, to get the insight, to know what your next best steps are, is mindfulness, meditation, and journaling. And just setting up a very simple, you know, daily practice of waking up in the morning, journaling for 5 minutes, maybe even just sitting up in bed, starting the timer for 10 minutes, and just meditating, following your breath, you know, picking two words. And that creates space. It creates space on a page for your wisdom to arrive on. It creates space in your brain for your wisdom to arise into. So we need that quiet time, that space, to start accessing the answers that are already inside of us.
Already within, yeah.
No,
those are great tools and great wisdom, and I'm anxious to talk more about it and talk more about the tools that you have, you know, in your book and on your online courses. But we're going to take a quick commercial break right now. You're listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. Today my guest is Jennifer Grace. So after the break, we'll learn more about Jennifer's shift, and then she will provide some very, very powerful tools to help our listeners begin to direct their own destiny. So stay tuned.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler, and I'm talking with Jennifer Grace. So before the break, we talked about that period of time, Jennifer, when you were starring in your own role, one big hot mess, when your life purpose was unclear. So we started talking about your shift, you know, when you began to make your change, your aha moment. Can you talk maybe a little bit more about that shift, you know, dipping your toe into it and starting to utilize the tools, and then we'll get into the actual tools from there.
Absolutely. Well, once I got the clarity to figure out who I was and what I wanted from the Creative Insight journey, I also started studying quantum mechanics, quantum physics, with a woman out in California named Kristan. And I learned a lot from this woman. And, you know, I had seen that movie, The Secret. I don't know if everybody who is listening have seen it, but it's this funny movie where they talk about the law of attraction. You make a vision board, and supposedly if you just stare at it long enough, your entire dream life will pop into the middle of your living room. And so that's really frustrating for me because I, like many others, ran out, you know, into Office Depot, and I got my glue stick and my poster board and made this stupid vision board, and I stared at it and absolutely nothing happened. And I'm like, what's going on? So working with Kristan, starting to understand that this energy field that surrounds us all speaks a very specific language. And do you know what language that is, Pam? It's not Spanish.
No, tell us what language
it is. It's emotion. And so, you know, you could be sitting there reading these positive intentions like, I feel excited that I am now in a healthy, conscious relationship, right? And then the voice inside your head's going, you're going to die, an old lady with 20 cats, you know, and you don't feel it. And so manifestation cannot occur unless what you think, believe, and feel is being channeled through your consciousness simultaneously. And so I wanted to understand how to work with this energy field and how to start feeling it. And essentially, that's why I wrote my book, Directing Your Destiny. It was really the answer to where The Secret left off of how do you work with this energy field. It's not just about making a vision board. And from there, I started directing my own destiny.
So that kind of all came about because of your background. Your background, and you can talk a little bit about your background of being an actress. And I think that is an important component that you talk about, the emotional part, because I think similar to you, probably so many people went out with their poster boards, their glue sticks, their magazines, making the vision board, sitting on their sofa, having a glass of wine, staring at the vision board and wondering why nothing's happening. So I think that component obviously is a big component. So maybe talk a little bit about your acting background and how that.
Sure. So before my kind of two-year period of being lost, I was for many, many years a professional actress and a filmmaker. And so obviously when I became a coach, that metaphor really lent well to what I was doing. But even more so, the interesting part was I had like one of those aha moments one day that I was driving, because I'm working with Kristan on quantum physics, and she's telling me in all the films and everything on Law of Attraction is you've got to feel it. And I thought, how am I going to teach my students to feel love and manifest love if they're lonely? How am I going to teach them to feel abundance if they're going broke? And all of a sudden, it was like this light bulb goes off, and I'm like, acting. Pam, when you see Meryl Streep up on that screen, don't you believe everything that that woman is saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the reason is because she believes it. When you are really acting, the true craft of acting, you are taught to authentically believe in the character that you are creating. And so I thought, what if I translate that to manifesting? Like while we're sitting there reading our intentions, looking at our vision boards, visioning out mind movies, we've got to communicate with this energy field through emotion. So why don't you use the tools that actors use? And I came up with a whole system called AFM, Authentic Frequency Method.
Okay, and so the listeners can learn a little bit more about that on your website. And then
JenniferGrace.com, and then also my book, Directing Your Destiny, which they can get at Amazon or on my website. That really breaks down all the different practices to work with this energy field.
So in your course that you teach and that I took from you, and then I got certified to teach the Creative Insight Journey, do you have out that course? Because there are so many powerful tools from that, but do you have, you know, Jennifer's top three or top four tools from that you could briefly share with us? Because I do think that they are practical tools that could help us kind of begin this journey of directing their destiny.
Absolutely. Well, obviously the foundational tools, mindfulness, meditation, and journaling, those are in all the courses. But, you know, looking at, I mean, gosh, Pam, there's 60 transformational tools in the Creative Insight Journey.
I know.
Let's see. There's
so how about
stress.
Yeah, we've got the gremlin. Do you want to talk a little bit about
the gremlin? That? Yes. So there's this little voice inside of our head. You know, we're about to launch that new website, or, you know, we want to write our first book, and all of a sudden we hear this voice that says, you have nothing original to say. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You know, you procrastinate. Your idea has been done before. And all of a sudden we shrink back and we get fearful of really going for our dream, because we've got this voice telling us that we're basically not good enough. And unfortunately, that voice was, you know, not unfortunately, but that voice wasn't there when we were born. You know, we walked into kindergarten totally relaxed, painting our Picasso, finger paint, singing off key, wearing our crazy purple polka dot pants. And then somebody said something. And they said, those pants are ugly, you're weird, your voice stinks, that painting's ugly, you should go play sports, you're not creative. And the more negative self-limiting beliefs that were told to us about us, this gremlin grew and grew and grew. And the work that we do in Creative Insight Journey is to reprogram that negative belief system so that we really can step into our joy and our power. And one fun way, and you know this fun thing, where you just draw it. Draw your gremlin, name it, and make talk bubbles. What's the broken record? What is it saying to you? And that helps you disidentify with it. It makes the voice outside of you. You give it another name, like Oscar the Grouch, Negative Nancy. And when you hear it come on, you just say, talk to the hand, honey, because no one's listening. And you access that voice of wisdom that says, your idea is original because it's coming through you. You are good enough. You know, you are smart enough. You can pull this off.
So it's about kind of kicking that inner critic out and learning how to develop and increase self-confidence within yourself.
Exactly. Because we cannot write the 2015 feel-good film starring us if we're sitting there just beating ourselves up and saying we're not good enough. And so we have to first and foremost shift that belief system. that we do deserve love, that we deserve abundance, that there is a spiritual partner out there for us, that our ideas are creative. And if you grew up in a home where there was mental, physical, sexual, emotional abuse, that gremlin can be as big as the Empire State Building, which is so why it is so important to do personal development work, to reprogram that as an adult and to surround yourself with like-minded people who are also wanting to take their lives to the next level.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point, Jennifer. You know, finding people that, you know, are speaking the same language, or maybe you have people that are just dipping their toes in and they don't even really know what this language is about. So, you know, exploring and finding different teachers, different books, different courses that may speak the language that you're speaking. So let's talk just a little bit more briefly about that energy field so that we can create this dream life. What other suggestion do you have for tapping into that?
Well, it's about mindful creation. You know, a lot of people are sitting in the audience chair watching the horror movie called Their Lives, you know. And what my job is as a transformational coach is to get them out of the audience chair and into the director's chair. You know, because they do have the capability to write, produce, and direct the movie of their lives. But first, they've got to figure out what it is that they want. You know, get that clarity. When you see a regular movie, you see the main character. It starts out and it moves through the movie and ends up somewhere totally differently. And so we've got to get to know ourselves to figure out who we are and what we want before we write the script. And then I love to just empower my students to actually write a future life script. Put on a screenwriter's hat. And what is it? Act as if it's already occurred. You know, there you are with the love of your life. You're at an Italian restaurant. You know, you can hear the music. You can smell the garlic. You're looking into the eyes of your beloved. Candlelight is all around. You know, write the scenes that you want to star in. Or you're so excited because your business has gone to the next level, where are you celebrating that? And so I love once they're clear on what their goals are, to create tangible intentions. You know, I feel excited that I am now in a healthy, conscious relationship. And then write that future life script. And then, of course, there's the action, the art of getting your butt off the couch, which is the last piece.
Exactly, exactly. And I think, you know, there's a lot of women that, you know, and particularly where I am in my stage of life, I am going to be 52 soon and my daughter's going to be heading off to college. So I think there are a lot of women, you know, at this stage in life that are kind of thinking, wow, what am I going to do with my life now? So I think the tools that you're talking about, you know, your book and your courses are just a wonderful launching point for people to kind of figure that out, right? I mean, I'm
sure
at this point.
Yep. And it's nice to take time out to do that introspection because we're just on the hamster wheel of life. We don't stop. We're texting. We're on Facebook. We're watching TV. We're shopping. We're taking care of the kids. You know, it never ends. And so when people come in and do an 8-week journey with me, that's like their permission slip to themselves to do that inner work. To figure out, you know, they want to get over a bridge from where they are to where they want to be, but where do they want to be? Creating that clarity, raising their self-esteem, you know, creating goals and action, measurable results, action steps, and, of course, reprogramming the limiting belief system so that they can get themselves there. And so, you know, whether your listeners resonate with me as their teacher or not, to find your teacher and do group work is so powerful. You know, this work is all about self-mastery. And what I have found is I don't do one-on-one coaching anymore. I really just do group work because I have found when people come together, they transcend just exponentially because there's so much support built into these journeys.
Yeah, and the energy and the camaraderie community that's created,
exactly.
I think that does.
And the mirror.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you see yourself. You're like, I'm not alone. You know, I'm also going through this, and so are you. We might have a different story, but it's the same human story. We're just all trying to make our way in this crazy thing called life, you know? And we need support to do that powerfully.
Yeah, absolutely. Some very, very good wisdom. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. You're so welcome.
So you can learn more amazing things about Jennifer on her website, jennifergrace.com. You can follow her on Twitter at BeHereGrace. She's also on Instagram, The Jennifer Grace. And be sure to pick up her book, Directing Your Destiny. So thank you, Jennifer, for sharing your story and providing our listeners with some amazing tools that they can apply to their lives so that they can become the writer, producer, and director of their own dream life.
Thank you so much, Pam. This has been so much fun hanging out with you today on the show.
Our little coffee talk.
Yeah.
So next week, my guest will be Jay Forte. Jay is the author of The Greatness Zone. Jay will share how to live with passion and purpose so that you can live the life that you want in a bigger, bolder, better way. So join us next Thursday at 11 a.m. For now, this is Pam Butler. Thank you for listening to Return to Life. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit, and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.